The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Amen. Today's daf is being started by Elon Nishmat Moshe Keni Yosef Ben Sarav Amarat Zekinati Yafan Bat Sarav Elon Nishmat Avram Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenehem Began Eden Amen. We begin today's daf on Chafhet Amud Rishon, and we start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top, starting with the Tashema. We are in the sugya over here of, can a person take the law into his own hands? It's a person Dan Dina Lenafshe. If somebody owes him money or something like that, can he just grab it out of his hands, or does he have to go through the court system? We learned in yesterday's daf that everybody agrees if there's going to be an immediate irreparable loss, a person can't take the law into his own hands. That was the story of two guys that had shared a well, and they used to alternate on who uses the well. One day the other guy used it, and his friend came and said, it's my day today, and he hit him. He said, get out of here. And they came to the rabbi, how much do you have to pay? He says, I have to pay anything. You should have hit him 100 times. Why? Because even according to the opinion that says you can't take the law into your own hands, but here where there's a hefsid, because, first of all, he's taking the water. The more you stall and procrastinate, the more water he's taking. And you don't know how much water he took in the end to get it back. So you got to stop him on the spot. Good. So when the hefsid, everybody agrees a person can take the law into his own hands. Now we're going to bring proofs back and forth to the other shito. Tashema shor she'ala al gabe havero lehorgo. Okay, you have an ox. The ox went on his friend to kill him. One ox attacked another ox. So the owner of the bottom ox sees his ox getting killed. So he wants to save his ox. What does he do? So he pulled his ox from underneath. And the top ox now fell to the ground and died. Patur. He's patur. Now this is a case where the guy's taking the law into his own head. He's saving his ox. Now my love, bimuad deleka peseda. And must be we're talking about a case, or we can say, that the case is talking about where the top ox is already a mu'ad, where he did it 3 times. So therefore, he's going to get full payment. So therefore, it's not like he's going to lose out anything. If he goes to court, they'll give him full payment. And if he takes the law into his own hand, he'll get the same full payment because he's a mu'ad. Oh, so you see what? That a person is able to take the law into his own hands even where there is no laws, because there's no difference between what he did. But he'd go to court, he'd get the same amount of money. The one says, lo, betam. The top ox was a tam. And therefore, the ika, peseda. Because there's a loss. What's the loss? By the time he gets to court, his animal is going to die. And now what's going to happen? They're only going to give him hatsinezik. Because it's a tam. So therefore, there's a loss. So the guy says, if I don't act right now, I'm going to lose out. So I better go save my animal before it dies. So therefore, you have no daya. It's talking about a case where there was a hefsid. It's hatsinezik, right? He loses his own animal, he'll get paid half. Well, that's why you can take the loan to your own hands. That's why you're allowed to go protect your animal. Oh, if that's the case where you're talking about, where's the tam? I'll bring you a question from the sefa. Let's say the guy, instead of pulling his animal from out from the bottom, he pushed the top animal away directly, and it died. It says, in that case, it's hayav. V'i betam, I'm my hayav. Now, if you're talking about a case where he's a tam, why should be ayah? Which means, if it's a loss, what's the difference? How I save my animal? What do I care if I save my... If you want to say the case is talking about it's a mu'ad, all right, then I can tell you should have been careful. Listen, you're going to get the same money anyway, whether you went to court or whether you saved your animal. Don't go so direct. Just pull your animal away. But if you tell me there's a loss involved, whenever there's a monetary loss, we say, adam bahul al mamono. Person, when it comes to their money, they go crazy. So you can't obligate the guy. How come you didn't pull the bottom one? How come you pushed the top? You should have pulled the bottom. If you're saying it's a time case, there shouldn't make a difference between top or bottom. From the fact that we did make a difference between top or bottom, Elawa, you must be ibetam, am I hayav? Why is he hayav? So the Gemara says still, Shaya lo lishamito velo shamto, still. Even though it's a tam, and even though the guy's going to take a loss over here, you had a way to save your money. You should have just pulled the bottom one. By pushing the top one, even if it's a tam, and even if there's a loss, they hold the guy liable. So then we have no daya from this story over here, because I can tell you the story was told, there was a loss, that's why the guy could take the law into his own hands by pulling the animal underneath, but even so, if he would push the top animal, it would be hayah, because he had options at his disposal. Okay, very good. Baruch Atah Adonai, Amen. Tashema, 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 Hamemale Hatzir Havero, Kadei Yayin V'Kadei Shemen. Okay, what did you do? You went into your friend's field, you filled your friend's field up with barrels of oil and barrels of wine. Guy can't get out. Says Baal Hasir Mishaber V'Yoseh Mishaber V'Nichnas. Oh, so what does it say? The owner of the Hasir can break them to get out of his field and break them when he goes back in. Oh, so what do you see over here? That a person, even though there's no loss for him, he's able to make his own judgment, which means otherwise take him to court. No, I don't have to take him to court. It sounds like from the bride, break them, take the loan to your own hands, break the guy's barrels. Give us a now. Amar Elchanan bar Yitzchak, Meshaber v'yotze lebetin. Meshaber v'nechnaz labi zechir yotav. Now, what are we talking about? He's breaking the barrels to get to betin, because he's taking them to court. And when it says, on the way out, he's breaking them to go to court. When he gets to court, they tell him, you need papers to prove that that's your field. So he's got to go back home. So Meshaber v'nechnaz labi zechir yotav, to bring his documents that the field belongs to him. But really, a person has to go through the court system. You have no ayah from here that you can just do it on your own. Tashema, minayin l'nirtza. You have an eved nirtza. What's that? You have an eved avri that wants to prolong his stay. So therefore, he asks his master, and his master pierces his ear, and he stays for how long? Until yovel. Okay? Once yovel comes, it says, v'avado le'olam. Le'olam is the olamo shel yovel. So the Gemara says, minayin l'nirtza shekalu lo yamav. His days were over, yovel came, and the owner's forcing him to leave. Okay, listen, you got to get out of here. And as he's trying to get rid of him, he blemished him, he hit him, and he gave him a wound. How do you know that the master is exempt from any damages? Tamud lomar, lo tikhu kofir lashuv. Do not take kofir, payment, kofir is payment, lashuv, to return. What is this pasuk referring to? So the Gemara says, "Lo tichu kofir leshav." Do not take payments for the one that's trying to return illegally. Which means this guy's not supposed to be a shav. He's supposed to go out. He's supposed to be maybe shav and mishpachto, but he's coming back to you. If you damage him, lo tichu kofir. There's no payment on such a damage. Oh, so what do you see over here? So you see over here, Adam dan din al nafsheh. The guy could take the loan to his own ends. Which means we don't say, listen, David doesn't want to leave, take him to Betin. No, you beat him up. Get out of here. You caused him a damage. You're patur, lo tikhu kofir. So you see, a guy can take the loan to his own ends. And it seems there's no loss over here. There's no loss if David stays. So the Gemara says, no, there is a loss. We're talking about the David was a thief. Which means, what do you think he got sold as a slaver in the first place? So every second the guy stays in his house, there's a potential loss. He might get involved in thievery. What are you talking about? Ada idana lo ganav, vashta ganav. Until now, he was your slave. He didn't steal. Now all of a sudden, he's going to start stealing. He was absolutely. Ada idana hava emetad rabbi ale. Until now, he had the fear of his master on him. Now he's free, but hashta lete emetad rabbi ale. Now already he's on the way out. So could be he loses some of that fear. So he's a potential threat. He's a potential loss. So therefore, you could take the loan to your own hands, but only because there is a loss. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak gives a different answer. Amar be'eved shemasalo rabo shifcha kena'anit. Oh, we're talking about an eved where while he was an eved evri, his master gave him a shifcha kena'anit. A shifcha kena'anit can be with a eved evri, but once his term is up, the shifcha becomes forbidden. So therefore, the reason why he's beating him up is because he's got to stop him from making a isur. Ad eidana hetera. Until now, it was mutar. Ve'ashta isura. But now it's an isur. Which means that's not considered dan dinah l'nafsheh. That you're allowed to hit a guy in order to mafrish him from isur. Because now he's staying married to the shafa. So therefore, no ayah. Either you learn the cases he was judging, but he's judging a case that affects him immediately, with an immediate loss, because he's keeping a thief in his house. Or you say the case is no, he's hitting the guy because the guy remains married to a shef hakinanit, and he's got to get out of there because it's a suit. So, tashema. We bring it ayah from our Mishnah. We did this on yesterday's daf. Hameniyach et hakad b'rishut harabim. Guy put a jug in the rishut harabim. Correct? Uba achayel v'nit kalba. And what happened? A guy came in the street and he tripped on it. V'shavra patur. And he broke it. So what's the deen? It's patur. Tama v'nit kalba. Oh, it says only because he tripped on it. Ha'shavra hayav. Mashma, if he broke it, mamma should be hayav. Also, what do you see over here? You see that a person is not allowed to take the law into his own hands. Just if he tripped on it and got damaged, okay. But he can't go, hey, where's this guy putting his stuff in the Sutra Rabim? And he breaks it on purpose. So you see what? You can't. Dan dinal l'nafshe, you gotta take him to court. The Gemara's Amar of Zavid Mishimed Arava, who adina fidu shavra. Ah, the Mishnah that it said nitkal, it's not dafka. He can even break it if he wants. Also, why did it say nitkal? The Haidik Tani nitkal. Aidi de kabayil mitni sefa, because it had a problem with the sefa. What does it say at the end of the Mishnah? Im hezik ba'al habit hayav. That what? Im hezik, if the im huzak, if the fellow that tripped on the barrel got damaged himself, so then the owner has to pay him. So it says tafka nitkal. Only if he got damaged when he tripped on it. Aval shavar lo. But if he was breaking it and he got damaged when he was trying to break it, dehu azik nafshe, he damaged himself. So in the sefa, it's only a case of nitkal. Meaning if he got damaged, only in the case where he got damaged when he tripped over it. However, if he broke it and got damaged, no. Therefore, katani resha nitkal. That's why the resha wrote nitkal. But really, the resha is avdafka. The resha wadin could be break it. Because dan dinal nafshe, and you put your thing in the reshut rabim, the habit, therefore you have a right to break it. So comes the Gemara and says, now mind you, when there's one barrel in the Reshut Rabim, of course we tell the guy walk around it. If you remember, the Gemara learned above, the case was took where he filled the whole Reshut Rabim with Haviot. So the guy had no choice but to break it. And therefore you see what? A person is able to take the law into his own hands. And the Gemara says, yes, that's true. From this case you see like that. Right, because the Gemara wanted to say only nitkal. Only nitkal, only if you tripped on it. But if you're breaking it, no. Now the Gemara's question over here is, this case over here was a case of peseda. Now the Gemara's going even further. The Gemara's saying, here you see that a person cannot take the law into his own hands, even when there's going to be a loss. Because I guess the whole street was blocked with habiyot. How's the guy going to walk? And still it said the only time that he can get by is if he tripped on it. But breaking them, no. Mashma, even if there's a hefsed, you cannot. The Gemara says, no. Gemara says, Hu adin l'shvor. You're allowed to even break it. So why did it say nitkal? Because of the sefa. That's why Rashid, look at Rashid, Dibura Matril. Ha'shavra hayav. Ve'ukma rav le'er b'memale reshut rabim kulo habiyot. Alma, lo avid inish dinan she'afilu b'mkom peseda. I grant it, that's going against what we learned above. That's what we said, kula alma lo pelige. But in this case, you're seeing that like that. You're seeing that even in the case where there's a pit, where the whole behold of Shutrabim is filled with habiyot, you can't get through. So the Gemara came along and said, no, really, you have to break it in that case. I want to say nitkal, I got the sefa. Comes the Gemara and continues, tashema. Okay, we're talking about a case over here where two guys are fighting. Okay? So the wife of one of the guys that are fighting wants to protect the husband. So what does she do? Says she sends in Mahazika bin Mushav. She goes and is Mahazik the Makom Elba of the guy that's fighting against the husband. He wants to stop the guy from beating up her husband. So Gemara says the story. It says, Tashema the Katsuta et Kapa. So what do you do to her? You cut her hand off. Now of course you don't cut her hand off literally. The Gemara says, Mamon. Meaning she has to pay. You punish her hand, she has to pay. Correct? So comes again and says, "My love, b'she'ena yichuda le'atzir al yedeh davar acher." And what are we talking about? A case over here where she had no choice; she couldn't save her husband only by doing that. That was the only way she was able to, she was able to protect the husband. And therefore, what we see, what she's not allowed to take the law into her own hands, because what we're making her pay, because even though it's said. It sounds like over here, there was only thing she could do to stop the husband from getting pummeled. And still what? We say what? She has to pay. Also, you see what? Because you're not supposed to take the law into us. Even in a case of where lechaura there is a hefsed. Now, lechaura, you'll ask a question, but she's stopping the guy from making isur. We learned above that to stop somebody from making an isur, like for example, in the Shabhakina Anit case, you can beat the guy up. So lechaura, why can't she beat the guy up to stop the other guy from hitting his friend? So we say that ishto kigufo like, which means the wife is considered like the husband. The person involved cannot beat up somebody that's making a suit against him. That already has to be done by the court. You're involved. So somebody that's involved does not have it. An outsider can come along and stop a guy from making a suit. But if you're involved in the case directly and you think this guy's making a suit, you cannot hit him. So therefore, the wife is considered involved, because she's like the husband. Therefore, she would not have a right to hit him to stop from making any suit. And you see from the fact that what? That even though she could have saved him, this is the only way she could have saved the husband, by doing what she did. And still what? She has to pay. So you see what? The person's not nashai to dan dina linashi, even in the case where his hefsed. Gemara says, no, that's not the case. She could have done something else. She could have stepped on his toe or something. And therefore, she had ways. Oh, so he had ways to do it this way. He did it the other way. Okay, then already we're going to make you pay. What did you embarrass him for? That's embarrassing already, the way you did it. You could have done it another way, which was without busha. Oh, you chose to do it this way. That's why, really, I can tell you, a person is dandy now, Lidavshir. But what, if you have another option, well, you should do it in an embarrassing way. You should have done it in the other way. Right. So the Gemara says, so you give me a way of heter? I have a question then. Gemara says, Aval, ina yukula latil ayin petura? What do you want to tell me about? If that was the only option, be petura? Because really, in the case of Hefsed, she could take the law into her own hands? Yache, aditani sefa. So then, what do you do with the sefa of that right now? What did it say in the sefa? Vishleha yada, it says the wife stuck her hand out. Prat v'shaliach betin. Shaliach betin can do whatever he wants. If the bailiff from the betin comes, whatever you call him, the messenger for betin, he can break up the fight any way he wants. Even if he grabs the bimbushab, he's patur. Oh, wouldn't you have to go to Shaliach Betin to give a case patur? You could have gave a case of patur by the lady herself. And say, Davka, where she had options, then she's Hayab. But if she had no options, even if she herself grabbed the Mushab, she'll be patur. The Gemara says, Liflog the Tibidida. Give the case, give the Hiluk in her herself. Wouldn't you have to go to Shaliach Betin? You could generate a case even by the lady herself. The Gemara says, "How can I make kavod?" You're right. That's what it's saying. When is she obligated to pay? When she got other options, and instead she opted to embarrass him with that way. So therefore, you got to pay. She had no options. Then her hand becomes like the hand of betin, and therefore she will be petura. So that's what it was saying. It was putting the shliach betin with her situation as well. Tashema. Okay. A guy had a field. Now, before the field was his, it was well known in the city that there was a path that the Rishut Rabim would use to walk right through the guy's field. Yeah, there was a path. Now, the law is you got to keep the Rishut Rabim's path. Those paths belong to the Rishut Rabim, even though it's running right through the guy's field. So it says, what happened? Natlav and Atanda him minatzad. So he says, you know what? I'm not going to cheat the Rishut Rabim out of what they deserve, but I don't want this road in the middle of my field. So he assumes the road for himself, and he gives them a road on the side. So they still have access to cross. So that's all he wants to do. He just wants to switch the location of the road for the Rishut Rabim. So it says, Masha Natan, Natan. Good. Whatever he gave them, he gave them. Vishelo lo higi'o. And whatever he took, he can't stop them from going on that one as well. Which means now already it's almost as if they got two roads. Jeez, whatever he gave them, he gave them. Vishelo, the one that he assumed, lo higi'o. Really, it's not his toy because he really can't stop the people from walking on the... Now, we would say, what do you mean? Lawfully, the guy is in the right. He gave them compensation. Therefore, he should be able to stay on the field. So the Gemara says, V'i amat avid inish dina l'nafsheh. If you're saying that a guy could take the law into his own hands, linkot parzav v'litif, he's in the right. Let him sit on his field with a hammer. Anybody that comes to walk down the field, let him hit him. Oh, so you see from the fact that we're saying that we don't let the guy do that, that's mashma what? Gotta go to Beit Din. So otherwise, what do you say? That you can let people go down the street. Again, you're assuming at this point he's in the right. So if he's in the right, so let him sit on the field and chase away all the trespasses. Why does it say v'shelo lo higio? Even his the new field that he assumed, he really can't do anything. Why can't he do anything? The Gemara says, "Amar Zvid Meshebed Rava, Gezira Shema Yiten Them Derech Akalton." You know what the pshat is? He's not in the right. We thought he's in the right. The deen is against him. That's why he can't beat anybody up. You know why? Rabbis made a gezera. We don't want you now switching the Rishut to the Beam roads that run through your field. You know why? We're worried about people that are wise guys that are going to end up taking a nice straight road and giving the beam a crooked road. And oh yeah, that's your road over there. So you know what they told them? You know what? What you gave them is theirs now. And your item also, you can't even use it. They're going to use that as well. That was like a knas. The rabbis were always concerned in protecting public rights. The sibur's rights, the rabbim's rights. So we're worried about wise guys that are interested in enhancing their fields that are going to cheat the shoot of what they had. So therefore, your old assumption was, he's in the right, let him beat him up. I go, nah, he's not in the right, by the way. If he would go to Beit Din, by the way, they'd throw him out also. He has no rights. It's not a deen over here. The deen is not with him. Adrabah, the deen says that we're worried about a guy that's going to give a derech hakalton, therefore even the straight road that he gave, he cannot use, he cannot benefit. So you have no ra'ayah. The whole ra'ayah for Avid Inish Didal and Afsheh, it's a case where he's in the right. So we're just saying, do it yourself instead of going to Beit Din. Here the Gemara's answer, he's not in the right. Why is he not in the right? Because the rabbis made a gezerah against this guy. No? Comes the Gemara and says, another answer. Rav Mesharshia, Amar Rav Mesharshia says, Benotem lahem derech akalton. Rav Mesharshia has a different answer. He says, I don't go with this gezerah. The case that was talking about where he actually gave him a crooked road. You give him a crooked road, then already, what you gave them, they get to keep the first one also. He argues on the gezerah. He says, really, we don't make a gezerah on honest people. If a guy really gave a good road, maybe in the Khanami he could take the loan to his own ends. But we're talking about a case over here where he gave him a crooked road. He gave him a crooked road, so what's the she'ela? Third answer. Rav Asher Amar kol min hatzad derech hakaltonu. He says, you know what? Every alternate road that you give the Rishut to Rabim is considered a crooked road. Why? Because it's always going to be closer to somebody and further from somebody else. So to somebody it's going to be considered akalton. Which means, when it was in the middle of the road, over there in the middle, okay, fine. Now you moved it to the right. So the guy's in the left now, to me it's a crooked road. Now I got to go all the way around to this. So basically he's also agreeing with the second answer. He's just saying that even if you didn't give him an akalton road, every road that you alternate for the Rishut Rabib is considered akalton. So there's three answers. First answer is, you know what? Even if you gave him a beautiful road and everything's nice, rabbis made a gezerah. You can't switch roads to the Rishut Rabim because we're worried about the guy that's going to cheat the Rishut Rabim out of a straight road. Second answer, nah, he gave him a derech akalton. Third answer, nah, he gave him a straight road, but every road is considered akalton because it's going to affect
somebody.
Somehow or another. The guy's on the other side of the road, right? Well, before the road was closer to me. Now you move to the other side. So the Gemara says, according to all these answers, Amai Shelo Lo Higi'o. Which is, according to these, this answer over here, where you're telling me, what he assumed, you're telling me, Shelo Lo Higi'o. Which is the new road that he paved, he cannot benefit. Why not? Listen, take your road back and give me my field back. What are you punishing the guy? According to the first answer, he says knas. Okay, but according to the second answers here, you're telling me, it's a crooked road. Okay, so very good. Let's go back to square one. Give me back this crooked road over here. And I'll give you back what you had. Why does it say in the Braita that he's got to give them both now? What is he got to give them the new road for? Let him take it back then. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you. Right, which means it's really not a switch at the end of the day. It's not a switch. Never give me mine back. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum de Rav Yehuda. So now we have another law of Rav Yehuda. What is Rav Yehuda's law? Tabar Rav Yehuda, Mitzav, She'eziku bo Rabim, Asu lekalkelo. We have a rule. Once already the Rabim start using a road, you can't take it away from them anymore. You can't already mekalkel the road. Once already you gave them the road over here, finished. That's their road already. The Rishut Rabim was Mahzikin. It may take, again, rabbis may take a note for the Rabim protecting the public rights again. And the rule is, you gave it to them, no backseats, you can't take it back. She's stuck. So what you gave them remains theirs, even though it's akalto and all that. And the original one, that's really theirs. So therefore you end up having to give them two roads. Sorry, that's the way it is. That's what happens. Some sort of a kanas like that. She comes again and says, okay. Tashema. Okay, last proof. Okay, we know the rules of pe'ah. Guy's a field, correct? He has to leave the corners of the field for the aniyim. We call those corners over there pe'ah. So he left pe'ah for the aniyim. A certain section of his field. Instead of taking from where he left it for them, they took a different corner. You know what? They're both pe'ah now. But what he left for them, and what they took, pe'ah. What else do you mean? If you tell me that a person's able to take the law into his own hands, what do you tell me? Let the guy sit in his field, let him take a hammer, and shoot the anim away. Wait, let the guy... What do you mean, zeh zeh pe'ah? Again, at this point we're assuming the law is with the field owner. Now listen, he designated pe'ah on the right side. They're going to the left side. Zeh zeh pe'ah. What is zeh zeh pe'ah? Let the guy throw the guys out of the field. You're taking the wrong stuff. Amarava. My zeh zeh pe'ah. No, you misunderstood us. When we said zeh zeh pe'ah, you thought that we let the aniyim...
Take both?
Take both? No, of course not. Lepotran... All it means is that as a deen of pe'ah, that the owner will be patur from taking ma'asir. Which means, once a person, once something becomes hefker, even momentarily, and then even if the owner repossesses it, the law is, the Torah exempted this item from ma'asir. So therefore, the pe'ah that he designated, for sure the anim don't have to take ma'asir. The hadush is, since the anim went to the other area to take pe'ah, for sure he could tell them, hey, get out of here, this is my pe'ah over here. But once already they treated it like pe'ah, the anim, so then already the hadush is, it's pe'ah, meaning that you don't have to take ma'asir on this item. It's an advantage down to the owner. Which is for sure, they can stop him. Hey, I go to the pay over there. You're going to take pay from somewhere else? He says, even the pay that remains, that the anim cannot take, even though the owner is taking it back, doesn't matter. Where do you see this concept? So Yabara says, you see the concept from over here. Kidetanya. Hamafkir et karmo. Okay, a guy made his kerim, efkir. What's kerim? Vinyad. Vishkim babok. The next morning he said, you know what? I'm repossessing it. Ubatzlo. And he started to
harvest
it. Hayab beperet, ube olelot, ube shikha, ube pe'ah. He's got to give all the entitlements. All the grapes that you got to leave for the aniim, you got to leave. However, upatur min amal said, because once already you made it efkir, even for a moment, when you repossess it, the p'tur of ma'aser is there. Hadush, we never knew this. We told him, look at Ashira, she gives you the source of this. Hayab beperet u'olelot. Afagav defker patur mepe'ah, even though hefker normally is patur from pe'ah. That's why the night before when you made it hefker, you were patur from pe'ah. But when you repossessed it, then you got to give it again. Ditnan, kol shu ochev v'nishmar. Anything that's protected, hayab ma'aser u'mepe'ah. Afidu ha'achi ki hay hefker hayav. Okay. Even if you made a koldu hefker, like this guy made a hefker in the night, the next morning he started to pick it, he's patur from the Maaser. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say that when it said that both of them are pe'ah, really, he can throw them off the field. So what does it mean, both of them pe'ah? Meaning they can have the exemption that he does not have to give his ma'aseh. Because already once the anim went to take it, it's considered like hefker. Okay, a guy put his card in the Reshut HaRabim. What happened? The card broke. What happened? That is all water in the Reshut HaRabim. Mm-hmm. So a guy now slipped on the water. Or he got damaged by some of the charge of the broken pottery. Hayav, his owner's hayav. Mishnah will explain. Hayav midin what? We'll see. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'mitkaven hayav b'ena mitkaven patur. We'll see what that means. Mitkaven yeh, na mitkaven no. Amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav. Lo shanu ela shitinfo kelav b'mayim. Oh, now we're discussing. Let's get technical.
What was the damage?
What was the damage and what did the damaging? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, according to Rav, very specific. The guy's kelim, let's say his shirt, got damaged via the water. Mm-hmm. So it was water damage to the shirt. Rashi. Ela, bottom Rashi in the daf. Ela shetinfu kelav b'mayim. The Rav muki lematnitin kishelo hefkid et memav. Let's get the rules. Rav holds. Bor is only where it's hefkir. To be hayav in bor. Bor shechibat Torah is a bor that you don't own. But any type of mazik that you own is considered like your ox damaged. Get that rule. So he's learning the case over here that what? You didn't mafkir the water. So the water cannot damage midin bor. So the water damage is going to be midin what? Midin shor. Again, there's no difference between the shor and mine. It's mamon hamazik. What do I care if my mamon is an ox that damaged? What do I care if my water damaged? It's still my mamon. And therefore, we have a rule. If, let's say, kelim fell into a bor, you patur if it's bor. Shor velo adam. Hamor velo kelim. Which means there's rules by bor that we're going to learn. Bor does not have to pay for broken kelim. Oh. So what are you paying over here for? Now we're talking about a case over here where the water damaged. The water, he didn't make hefker. Therefore, it's like a shor. Therefore, you pay for everything, even if it damaged kelim. So the guy slipped. Hey, my shirt's all ruined over here. The guy gets bor. No, it's not bor. Your water damaged, and you didn't make it hefker. So according to Rav, he has to pay on the kelim. Good? Okay, what else says? Aval. Hu atzmo patur. But the guy himself that broke his head by slipping on the water and landing on the ground, you don't pay for that. Why not? Karka ola mizikato. Because my water didn't damage you. What damaged you? The street. The pavement. The pavement doesn't belong to me.
You hit the ground.
Karka ola mizikato. What do you want from me? Rashi says, karka ola mizikato. Be'alim. Hezikato. Umamono shel ze grama be'alma. You're right. I'm a gorem. What's the rule on gorem? Gorem is patur. At least bidei adam is patur. You're right. You couldn't hit the pavement without my water. But grama. What do you want from me? Again, and Rav holds, by the way, the punishment in bor stam. When he looks at bor, when somebody falls, an animal falls into a bor, there's two ways it could get damaged. Either from the hevel of the bor. Hevel is like the poisonous gases that are in a bor. Or from the bang. Rav says, no, the bang is not yours. The bang is karka olam. He holds that bor is only hablo, the poisonous gases that cause the guy to die. You can't get him for the habat. And therefore, similarly, in this case over here, you slipped on the ground. What do you want me to say? Karka olam is ikato. Comes Gemara and says, ki amirta kamid Shmuel. So when they said this, for the Shmuel, amar li mechdi. He said, well, let's analyze this. Abno v'sakino masa'o. Guy leaves his rock, his sakin, what is his knife, or his load, and he leaves it in the Reshut HaRabim. What's the isur in that? Which av is that to fall under? Miboro lamadnu. We learned that from bor. Right? That's bor b'Reshut HaRabim. V'chulan ani kore bahen. And since it's bor, it's going to have the laws of bor, which is what? Shor velo adam. You only hayav if it damaged the shor, but not Adam. Hamor velo kelim. And only if it damaged a hamor, but not kelim. And the Gemara explains, v'hani mili li'inyan katala, which means, that which we say, that Adam is patur, if you damage the Adam, that's only not damaging, that's only if you killing. On board killing, he holds you are patur. Look at Ashi, fourth line, shor velo Adam, hamor velo kelim, v'hani mili hecha demeta Adam. Dikra b'mita mishter dikri b'amet yelo. Ava benezik adam hayav ba'alabor. Dikra mekuf ma'atina. Good. The rules. When we get to the laws of Bor, we'll see all the rules inside. But accept the rules. When it says, shor velo adam, hamor velo kelim. That what? Hani milinyan katala. If you killed Adam, you're going to be patur. Breaking kelim, by the way, is like killing the kelim. Because shvidatam zuhi mitatam. So therefore, when it comes to katala, whether you killed an Adam, patur. Shor velo Adam.
Hamor.
Hamor velo kelim. Good. Hani mili le'inyan katala. Le'inyan nizakin, Adam hayav. But le'inyan damages. But if you damage the guy, you're going to have to pay ve'kelim peturim. Because again, the damage of a keli is its mita.
Right.
Good. That's the shita of Shmuel. Look at Ashi. Ve'kelim peturim. Al niske kelim patur ba'alabor. The shviratam zuhi mitatan. Now here's the key. Umatnitin nameh memav borohu. According to Shmuel, he says, nah, this water is no different than abno sakino umasao that you put in the reshut rabbim. Hilka ki hayav al niske aguf hayba velo ala kelim. He learned the case exactly opposite than Rav. He says, you know what you hayav over here on? Not on the kelim. Because he looks at the water as boro. Because he holds over there what? That the board is in your possession. Even if you still own it, it's no different than abno sakino masao. Oh, so let's go slow. If Shmuel looks at this water as boro, and now the guy dirties his clothes. Sorry, board doesn't pay on killing. Right? Only if he gets damaged himself. Because niske adam, bor pays. So tremendous nafkamina, how to learn a Mishnah. Is the water midin shor, hayav al kelim. Is the water midin bor, patur al kelim, behayav al adam. That's the mahalo between language. And what is it based on? How do you create a bor? Rav holds bor, shechivat Torah, is nafka what? Right. Is that where you were mafkid it? In this case, where you weren't mafkid it. You still own the water. Water, sure. Shmuel says, nah, even though you own the board, that's considered board. Therefore, this is board. So where do you get the guy on? Not on his clothes. Board, hamor velo kelim. Ela on the niske adam. Good, good. Comes the Gemara and says, Gemara's going to speak this out. Verav, hanimili echa de afkirinu. Oh. Which means, when does Rav say bor is a bor? Only when you made it hefker. That's Rav's din. That she says, "Afkirinu ki boro ki bor the savar Rav bor shayba lavtura behefker reshuto uboro de hayavto." Okay, Rav holds for a bor to be hayav, not only do you have to be mefkir the bor, but the reshut also that the bor was not put the bor in your own property. You mefkir your reshut and you mefkir the bor. That's the most shechibat Torah. Amishnah is not that case. Amishnah, the guy is still possessing the water. Gemara says, "Abal hecha delo afkirinu mamono." Right. But in the case of the Mishnah, where you didn't make him afkir, it's your mamon sheizik. Therefore, you pay on even kelim. Good. Mativ Rav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya has a question. Let's just read Rashi. It's nice Rashi. Abal lo afkirinu mamonohu. See that Rashi? If you didn't make it afkir, according to Rav, it's your mamon. ומשורו למדנו, it's like sure. הלכך, תינוף כלי, ממונו דמזיק עבד. Right. אבל נזק הגוף, קרקע עולם עבדה. Very good. According to Shmuel, according to Rav, he broke his head on the pavement, patur. That's קרקע עולם. He dirtied his shirt in the water, חייב. Why? שורו. אבל שמואל סבר בהפקיר רשותו ולא הפקיר בורו, נמם משתעי קרה. He holds that even if you were מפקיר, either your shor, or either your bor, or your reshut, even if some aspect of it was hefker,
Espor, upatar bo takelim, hilkach, matnitin, afagav de lo afkirinu, even though he didn't make it efker, boro avi, umay diktani hayav, but the Mishnah says hayav. You know what you hayav on? Bezek ufo kamayri. On the damage. So you must hold, Shemuel must hold that on a bor, what are you paying for? Even the ground you hayav for. Because what's damaging the guy when he falls? The ground. So Shemuel must hold that the damage of a bor is what? Even the habat, even though it's not yours. But you revealed it. The fact that you revealed it, the Torah considers that if it's your item. Even though it's karka olam, hayav. Shemuel ta'ameh. Bor shayba alav Torah lehablove kol sheken lehabato. Or the most of for the bank. Ta'afagav de karka olam azikato. Very good. Comes the Gemara and says, Mativ Rav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya has a question. Pasuk. Venafal shama shor o hamor. Yeah? Falling in the pit. Gemara's doresh. Shor velo adam. Hamor velo kirim. Mikan amru. Nafal letocho shor vechelav. What happened? The shor and the kelim both fell into the pit. What are you going to pay for? Vinishtaberu, and it broke. Hamor vechelav, or the hamor fell into the pit. Vinitkari'u, and the kelim got ripped. His saddle or things like that. Hayav ala behema, you have to pay for the damages of the animal. Upatur ala kelim. Very good. Shor velo adam, hamor velo kelim. So you pay for the hamor, you don't have to pay for the kelim. Halema ze dome. What is this board similar to? Leabno v'sakino masoshi nihan b'reshut rabim. You're putting your rock and your stone and your load in the reshut rabim. Viziko. Now the Gemara says, what do you mean? Halema ze dome. What's our known and what's our unknown? This is a side question. Our known is board. You don't say, oh, this is analogous to Abno v'sekino. On the contrary, Abno v'sekino is analogous to Bor. You don't compare Bor to Abno v'sekino. So Gemara says, Adraba, ma dome leze mev'ele. It should have said, what is similar to this? Yeah, by saying, what is this analogous to? It sounds like what? Abno v'sekino is unknown. Mm-hmm. But it's not so. Abno v'sekino is not known. We derived that from the board of the earth. So you can't say halemaze dome. It should say mad dome leze. What is similar to this? Okay, you're right. Ela mad dome leze. I've never said masoshi. I'm a shooter beam. Good. You put in a shooter beam. Vizika nefichach. Oh, therefore we continue the brayta. Imetias luhito be'even hayav. Guy's walking in the shooter beam. He tripped, and what? Imetias nihot his jug. Broke on somebody's even. The guy put a rock in the shoot of the beam. The guy was walking. He slipped on the rock, and the rock broke the slu'id. Hayav. Okay, that's the braita. Now let's analyze it in relation to what we know already, the mahloket, Rav and Shemuel by bor. Let's review outside. What does Rav hold by bor? It's got to be hefker. Totally hefker to be hayav bor. What does Shemuel hold? Even hefker. Even if you have ownership, it's considered what? Bor. That's the whole thing you have to remember. Bor shechiba Torah lefi Rav ze bor shel hefker. Where Shemuel is not even if you own it. This braita is going to pose a question according to both opinions. Let's go back and read. Gemara says, Resha kasha lerav. Let's see why. Because what's the case? Abno v'sekino masa'o. He owns it. And what are you telling me?
Is
Hayav. If the kelim broke, you Hayav in the kelim. What do you mean? It's not a bor according to you. You still own it. The sefa kasha l'Shmuel, and the sefa is a question on Shmuel. What was the case of the sefa, where the guy puts a rock in the reshut rabim, and the guy comes and breaks his keli? What do you mean? It's a bor according to you. Bor is patur al. Kelim. So the Kaaba, the Resha that says you're Hayav is a question on Rav. The Resha that says, you are Patur on Kelim is a question according to Rav because you hold that that's not a bor.
It's not Ifkir.
And the Sefa that says you're Hayav on Kelim is a question on Shemuel. Because Shemuel, you hold what?
only a boar is patur from kelim. This over here, the chaura, is a boar. So why is it chayav al kelim? Kasha resha lerab sefad shmuel. Devaraz, hold it. Before you get involved with Rav and Shmuel, do you think this brayta makes any sense? Forget about Rav and Shmuel. Read the brayta alone. V'letamech tikshilach hi gufa. Resha patur v'sefa hayat. You have a stira in the brayta itself. Forget about Rav and Shmuel. One case it's calling it a boar, and therefore it's saying it's a patur from kelim, and one case it's calling it a boar, and it's saying hayav and kelim. Make up your mind. The bride itself is sorted itself. Ela, Rav mitaretz etame, Shmuel mitaretz etame. Each rabbi can learn the bride like he's going to learn it. Now we learn it the new way. Rav mitaretz etame, b'medevrim amurim, b'shef kiran. Very good. When is avno sakino and masao going to be hayav, like in the resha, where he made it hefker? Made it hefker, what is it called?
Bor.
Bor. Oh, that's why you can be patur on kelim, aval lo hefkiran hayav. But if you didn't mafkir it, not a board, you're going to be hayav kelim. Vlifichach hetias lechito be'evin hayav, because the guy didn't mafkir the evin. Very good. Rav will learn the case. The Reish says, talk about when you made it hefkir. Therefore, it's a board patur from kelim. But if you didn't make it hefkir, board. No, if you didn't make it hefkir, lo bor. It's not a board. If you have a killing, right? That works out perfect. How is Shmuel going to learn? Ushmuel mitaretz etame. Hash the damat abno sekino masao keboro dami. Oh, now that you're telling me abno sekino masao, right? That's considered a boar. Oh, little Biyuda, the mechayev on the ske kelim bemor. According to the Biyuda, there's an opinion out there that says, by the way, boar pays kelim. So you should know, if you're going to go like that, opinion review that says, boar pays for kelim, and you tell me, abno sekino masao, is considered a boar, you're right, according to that opinion, you're going to have to pay, you're going to have to pay for kelim. Lefichach, hetias luchit be'even hayav. Which means, according to Shmuel, what was Shmuel's problem? Shmuel says that even if it's hefker, it's considered a boar. Oh, so the resha was a problem. If it's hefker and it's considered a board, abno sekino masao, his load and all that stuff, he made it hefker. So then why is he hayav on kelim? Here, Rabbi Yehuda, that says your board is hayav on kelim. Again, there's a shita out there, just plug in your brain. There's a shita out there that says, I always told you, board patur be kelim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you hayav on kelim, by the way. Also, Shubha said, what do you want me? The bright is gorgeous. I'll tell you, abno sekino masao, he made it hefker. And therefore it's what? I'll tell you, I hold it still considered bor. Okay? Oh, so why does it say Hayav al-Kelim if it's bor? Oh, it's going to go to the Biyuda. And the Biyuda holds bor, Shechaybat Torah, is Hayav al-Kelim as well. I wasn't going according to the Rabbanan's opinion. I was going to the Biyuda. Therefore, if the guy trips on the rock, he's going to have to pay because the rock is considered bor. You have to pay for the Kelim. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar bin Azar, lo shanu elao. This whole thing that we said you got to pay for the flask that broke on the rock, shinitkal be'ibin, he tripped on the rock, v'nashuf be'ibin, and then the sluhit broke on the rock itself. So the rock did all the damaging. He tripped on the rock and then he landed on the rock and broke the keli. Aval nitkal be'karka, v'nashuf be'ibin patur. But let's say he tripped on the ground, on the pavement, and he slipped onto the rock, and it broke the thing. Patur. Oh, where do you see that from? Keman de lo Rabbi Natan. This is not like Rabbi Natan. Why? What does Rabbi Natan hold? Look at that she. The Amalek Keman b'shor shedahaf et havero lebor. What would you say in that case? One ox pushed another ox into the bor. Who's hayav? Do you go after the guy, the ox, owner of the ox, or the owner of the boar? Rabbi Natan goes, you go after both of them. The ox says, hey, listen, I'll pay you tam. I think it was a tam. I'll give you hatsi nezik. Good. And then you go to the boar and say, you contribute. I want the other hatsi nezik, by the way. Because boar pays full nezik. So whatever you can recover from the baal ashor, you recover. And whatever you recover from the
boar,
you take that as well. So Rabbi Natan would say, in this case over here, you got two damages. I got karka. Well, karka is an owner. I can't go after anybody in the karka. And I got a boar over here. Bor is the rock. So he'll say, if you can't go after the karka,
get full payment from the board. From the fact that it says over here that all the damage has to come from the rock itself, the tripping and the smashing must be what? Not like Rabbi Natan. Because Rabbi Natan would say, even if you tripped on the pavement and you landed on the board, right, you can't go after the pavement, go after the board guy. Good? So therefore, it's the law of Rabbi Natan. Because Rabbi Natan shouldn't go after
either one.
Gemara says just a different version of the same thing. We conclude with this. Ika de Amri. Amri Bil Hazar. Lo tema binit kal be'evin v'nishov be'evinu. Don't learn the case where you tripped on the rock and landed on the rock. The mechayev, that's the only case you're going to be hayav, aval nitkal bekalk b'nishov be'evin patur. And don't think they could be patur if it didn't happen that way. Ela afilu nitkal bekalk, even if you tripped on the pavement. V'nishov be'evin hayav. Keman, Rabbi Natan. The second version is making it like Rabbi Natan. That what? I can't go after the pavement guy because who's the owner of the pavement? Okay. But what? Okay, sorry, I can't get anything from him. I'm coming to you now. You're a partner in this crime. Right, pay me for the nezek. So either the first version is the lo Rabbi Natan, the second version is Rabbi Natan. Baruch Allah.